Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that you are okay and God has blessed you in many, many ways. Thank you again for tuning in to the next chapter talk radio talk show. And this encourages me to continue to do what I need to do every Tuesday night to see that you are calling in and listening to this show, and I hope that we have been encouraging to you. Don't have a guest tonight, so it's me, it's only me, but I have some scriptures I want to share with you tonight about how God is still there helping you and walking with you through this time, not just of your loss, COVID-19 virus, how he's protected you and your family. I know many of us have had family members that we know and people that we know that had the coronavirus, but he's still on the throne. He's still there providing us and protecting us in every way possible. Just remember that he can't do it by himself. We have to be careful and the things and the people we are around to hoping that, you know, we won't be a part of that statistic. But if we are, we're going to have to, we believe in God that he is a healer and he's a way maker. Tonight, I love the book of Psalms as far as the scriptures, but I got some story to tell and scriptures I hold fast on all the time. Because when I am down, when I need to be encouraged, I go to certain scriptures that will encourage me. I repeat those scriptures, a lot of those scriptures every day, because I need encouragement just like you need encouragement. So find scriptures that can encourage you and help you through these different moments in your life. That is, even when you are not going through anything, praise him. You know, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuously in my mouth. So just don't call on him for help, just like I prayed Donnie McCurkin, and he said, I need you. Yes, we need him every day, but also he needs us to praise him also. So don't forget that what he wants as well. God loves, you know, he's a jealous God. He wants to be praised. We tend to forget that, you know, just like, for instance, even our children, just like you want your children's attention, your children need your attention. So that's the same thing. We are God's children, but he also needs that attention as well. Show him love. Constantly praise him as well. But getting back to the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms does several things, but these are the two main things that I tend to go to the book of Psalms. It gives us a lot of different scriptures that one cries out to God for help. And it also tells us of others who have, tells us others what God has done. Like David, for instance. Yeah, David sinned and God was not pleased in everything that he did. But he forgave David for a lot of things because David cried out to him and asked him for his forgiveness. So just knowing that we can go to him for help in every way. And starting off with Psalm 7, 7 book in Psalms. O Lord, my God, indeed do I put my trust. Save me from all them that prosecute me and deliver me. Let he tears my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands. But the first part of this is what I'm really talking about. O Lord, my God, we must put, going back, indeed do I put my trust. Through our journey of grief, by any type of trials, tribulation that we may be going through, we have to put our trust in God. We can't put our trust in man. Man can fail you, but God won't. There's another scripture in 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. Yes, we must praise him. Even through our trials, sometimes we don't feel love. We are so caught up into our emotions. We don't feel that we need to praise God because God is allowing this to happen. But, I mean, sometimes we allow things to happen ourselves. It's not that God is doing it. Sometimes we are the cause of some of the things that we do, emotions that we do, go through. Things that we are not doing or what we should be doing. And also reading his word and being encouraged by it. And believing in him that you can trust in him and you can have enough strength to believe that he's able. You can trust him. And in Psalms, the 16th chapter, reserve me, O Lord, for in thee do I put my trust. Yes, we must continue to trust. In this song of trust, David declares that he has trusted the Lord. So in spite of what he went through and many of the things that he went through, he still trusted God. And we must do the same thing. And 18, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my butler, and the horns of thy salvation, and my high tower. Well, there's a prayer, I pray, I guess we all do. I pray a different prayer away every day. Sometimes I'm talking to God just like I'm talking to you. Sometimes I put myself in a prayer mode as far as being specific, and I pray to God because he is my deliverer. These are the things that I say, that he's my Jehovah Jireh. He's my Prince of Peace. He's my wonderful counselor. He's the great I am. He is the bread of life. He is the I am. He is my bright and morning star. These are the things that God wants to hear you praise him and let him know how you feel about him. So sometimes I call him those names. There's more names to be called, but he is the great I am. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the bread of life. He's the bright and morning star. He will bring the light and bright in the morning, but we have to receive him. We have to go beyond just praying. We have to ask him for his strength, the strength and the insight to feel him and hear him. And you may not feel him at that moment while you're praying sometimes, but that's when you ask the Holy Spirit to be a part of your prayer time. But he will give you some sort of, even if you open up the front door, you see a light, you feel the presence of God. Sometimes someone calls you on the telephone and uplifts you. Sometimes you read something. Something is said on TV. You listen to one of the ministers praying, sermon or whatever, and it always seems to be the right thing that you want to hear. I don't always listen at every single one, but every now and then I switch. You know, I'll listen to TD Jakes, I look at Joyce Myers, or I listen at Joel Osteen. But one day, I don't look like I said, Joyce Myers, I turned on, I was just flipping through, and all of a sudden that she was speaking. And this is a personal thing that I received from her. But it was such a strong revelation of what I heard from her that it was just for me. It was something that she said that I needed to hear. And I sat there and I listened at the rest of her show. But God, that's the way God does. He sends those messages certain ways to you. So he is comforting you. I know sometimes you don't feel that he is, but he's there and he's finding ways to. Sometimes we miss it because we're so caught up in our emotions so we can't hear him. But most of the time, I will say I was a most of the time, every time, he is sending a message to you, but we got to hear it, be able to hear it. And let's go to the next scripture here that I wanted to. There's another one. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why thou art so far from helping me and from the words of my ruin? Oh God, I cry in the daytime, though thou hearest not, and in the night season, am not in sound. I'm reading from the King James. You know, King James doesn't flow like those NIVs you can understand, but I'm using my King James Bible. But anyway, we feel that God has forsaken us because of our losses, because we want our losses back. But guess what? They're not coming back. So we have to trust God and believe that I'm not going to say they're in a better place. I'm just going to say it's their time. Their time. Every one of us have a chosen time to leave this earth. But just knowing that, I'm going to read something later to emphasize what God says in the Bible, not from Mary, in the Bible, about Beth. But we're going to continue on. And David expresses his trust, continue to express his trust in God. Things that he's gone through, he continues to trust in God. The Lord is my shepherd, he shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. The whole 23rd Psalm is wonderful, letting you know that he is there for you. One second, please. Nope, that's not what I thought it was. But anyway. Okay, this is another scripture that I pretty much repeat because I know the verses. I always, in my scriptures that I read and say out loud, the Lord is my, the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Now, I say that every day, repeat that every day. It's because he is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? I fear God, yes. I fear God. That's why I try to stay and do right. Because I fear because I want to make him, the things that I do in life, I want to be, I want to him to be satisfied in my walk with him. So yes, I myself fear God. And the other thing in the same scripture, one thing I have desired of the Lord that I may seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. We have to believe that God is right there with us. Here's another one. At the end of the 27th Psalm, it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We must be patient because we want things to happen now instead of tomorrow. And yeah, I'm guilty of that myself because I've got a situation with my bathroom. I'm still waiting. And I'm saying, Lord, when is this going to be completed? But I am being patient. I'm still being patient. Pray and ask him. And now I'm asking him this week, make it be, I have the insurance dealing, battling between the contractor and insurance company. But I believe that it's going to get done when God sees fit that it's going to get done. It's going to get done the way it should be. And I am being patient. But sometimes I do send that prayer, but I say, Lord, come on, you know, work this thing out. But I know we must be patient. Patient of the Lord. And he will work things out just the way it should be. So I also have to learn to be more patient myself because sometimes I'm not. But we must wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And he will do just like you. Just wait. He'll show himself. Show himself to you. Also, here's another scripture that I repeat every day. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuously in my mouth. That is praising. I always make sure I praise him because I want him to know that it's not all about Mary all the time. I believe in him and I want to praise him for his goodness and his mercy. And another scripture that I read too, it's commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. When I call State Farm or call the contractor or call whoever, and something I want to be in divine order, I say, Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plan. When I pray that, I believe that God is coming before me and taking care of business. Also want to read a story. And also I have a scripture that I want to end with. And this scripture is coming out of 1 Thessalonians. And I will go over that in just a minute. But I want to read this story about this mother and the son. And the title of the story is God Understands. Well, this mother was talking about her son to prepare her son to attend a summer camp at a new school. And the mother encouraged him, assuring him that she understood change was going to be hard. And that morning, her son was more or less grumbling because he didn't really want to go on to that new camp. And mom said, "What's bothering you, son?" So he continued to, you know, have those feelings and making those comments. And the mother said, "I don't know." I just have, he indicated that he has so many feelings about this trip. Okay, the mother's heart ached as she comforted him, desperate for a way to help him, and she shared that the move was hard for her too. So she told her son that God would stay close and that he knows everything, even when they couldn't understand or voice their frustration. Let's set up a visit with your friends before school starts. And she said, they made plans and grateful that God understood even when his children have so many emotions. What it's saying here that even though that you have all those emotions that you're experiencing, he knows that. He understands that. In Psalms 147, experienced overwhelming emotion throughout his faith journey and recognized the benefits of praising the all-knowing master and sustainer of all, the healer of physical and emotional wounds. He praised God that the way he provides and delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. When we are struggling to make sense of our emotion, we don't have to feel alone and discouraged. We can rest in the unlimited understanding of our unchanging, loving God. In that 147, it says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." God has the power, and his understanding has no limit. And that's the way his love. His love has no limit. So just knowing that he understands what you're going through. But don't say, "If he understood what I was going through, why he's letting me go through it?" It's in the Bible. You will have trials and tribulation. He didn't say every day was going to be a happy day. Even the people who have millions and millions of dollars, they go through changes too. They don't have enough money to make things not to happen. The money cannot stop people to die in their lives or to get sick in their lives. I don't care how much money it is. They go through emotions as well. So just knowing that none of us are exempt from our trials and tribulations. We are going to go through those changes. We're going to lose special loved ones that we want back now. But we have to be strong in the Lord and be encouraged. But I also want to read 1 Thessalonians, the 14th chapter, 13 through to 18. I'm going to read the NIV version. I also printed the Messenger Bible, but pretty much we don't have much time, so let me go ahead and do the NIV version. And listen to this. That's 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, 7 through 18. And it's titled, Believers Who Have Died. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell that you, according to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left behind the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive are left, but will be caught up together with them in the cloud. Just knowing that you can be caught up with your family member again, with them in the cloud, to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. It's in the Bible. God is saying, you will see those people. You will be lifted up. They will be the first one. And we will be brought up together. So one day we will meet again. So just wait on that. Be encouraged by that. They are asleep. Be encouraged. I know we want them here, but we cannot bring them back now. We have to wait on the Lord in the way that he says in this book, in this Holy Bible. Be encouraged. Ask him to strengthen your heart. Ask him to help you through these different emotions, these changes that you're going through. I can't help you mend those hurts and those heartaches and whatever. But I can tell you that God will find ways to encourage you. He will show you signs. He will have people to call you or whatever. Whatever things that he comes to you to comfort you, he will do just that. Ask him to let him see you and see and hear him. So just knowing to be encouraged. But I want to say that's the last thing I want to talk about, and we only have one more minute. I want to also make that announcement, that great announcement, our 17-year anniversary. Next, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 19th, the September the 19th at 10 a.m. The name of the theme is How God Can Change Your Rags to Riches. And the scripture is coming from 2 Peter 1:3. This is the NIV version. His divine power has given us everything we need for godly life through our knowledge of him. Yes, he will provide. He provided for me and my children. I know he'll do the same thing for you. He'll get you through this time, one day at a time. He will. Be blessed and be encouraged, and knowing that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's there with you right now. Just him to embrace his love and ask him for his Holy Spirit to give you that feeling that you need to go on, and he will do just that. Be blessed and tune in again next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great night, and I am going to think I'll play. I started off with Donnie McKirkham, I Need You. Now I want you to him to let you know that he loves you forever. He will never stop loving you. That is by Jason Nelson. Have a good night.
Cheers.